Well, welcome to you. It's great to have you all here this morning. We are going to have a great time this morning thinking together about something that I hope all of you notice. When you go to your bedrooms at night, before you go to sleep, have you all got windows in your bedrooms? You nodding at me? Yes. Is anyone not nodding? You've all got bedroom windows, and before you go to sleep, do you look out your bedroom windows at night?
No.
Well, some don't. I've got to say, when Mr. Slutsky goes to bed, when my head touches the pillow, sometimes I just... Not only can't I look out, well, if I do look out the window, it doesn't make any difference, but if I did, yeah, I'm so tired sometimes, I just fall asleep very quickly. Well, as a result of today, I want to encourage you, before you go to sleep at night, look out your bedroom window if you've got one to look out. And even before you go to your bedroom, look out, because you will see the stars and the moon outside, if it's not cloudy. I'm sure you all know the song that we're going to sing now, Twinkle, Twinkle, Little Star. Does anyone not know that song? You all know that song. Okay, we're all going to sing that song. Okay, let's sing it together. Let's sing it through twice so that we really get used to it, okay? Twinkle, twinkle, little star, how I wonder what you are. Up above the world so high, like a diamond in the sky. Twinkle, little star, how I wonder what you are. Okay, just so that we know it, let's do it again. Twinkle, twinkle, little star, how I wonder what you are. Up above the world so high, like a diamond. A lovely tune, but what words? Those stars out there twinkling, beautiful things. Okay, now I've got some questions to ask you. Mrs. McLean's going to help me. So, when do we see the stars? Who can help me with that?
Okay, Jack.
At night, yes, good. At night when it's dark, that's right. Okay, thank you. So what do stars do? Someone else, what do they do?
They twinkle.
They twinkle, yes. Yeah, that's right, they shine like bright light into the darkness of the night. That's right, okay, thank you. Do stars twinkle? We've already said that they do, thank you, yeah. And if they do, what does that mean? That they're bright. Someone else? Anyone else got a... Anyone else can add to that?
If they do, if they twinkle, what does that mean? Tom, you don't know
that? Hey, well, yeah, that's right. Good job. Okay, there's a person with initiative. They have energy in them. That's right, they've got life in them. Actually, it's gas. They have energy and they have life in them. All right, and the last question, all right, where did stars get their energy from, do you reckon? They're made of gas.
What else is in
The sun. That's right.
There's another little part to that too. And it says God through the sun.
Yes. God through the sun. Yes, because God's the one who gives us all life, we believe. But the stars get their energy that God gives them through the sun. That's right. Well done. Okay. Remember all that. That's good. The verse I read before, God determines the number. That is, he's made every star. He determines the number of the stars, and he calls each one of them by name. Okay. Well, thank you, everyone. Now it's time for you to get a pack. Mrs. McLean is going to give you a package one. Yeah? And you go head back to be with...
Yeah.
Okay, thank you. And you head back to be with Mum and Dad or the people you came with. And now we're going to continue in a minute with the collection, and a couple of children are going to take the collection up. Take it back to your seats, and I think, is it Abby and Jack going to take the collection up? Abby and Tom, okay. Thank you. And whilst that's happening, so everyone remain seated for that, Jean is going to play for us a lovely Aussie carol called The Silver Stars Are in the Sky. The Silver Stars Are in the Sky. Fantastic. Thank you, Jean.
Our first reading, Old Testament, is Daniel 12, verses 1 to 4, page 938 of the Pew Bibles. At that time, Michael, the great prince who protects your people, will arise. There will be a time of distress such as has not happened from the beginning of nations until then. But at that time, your people, everyone whose name is found written in the book, will be delivered. Multitudes who sleep in the dust of the earth will awake, some to everlasting life, others to shame and everlasting contempt. Those who are wise will shine like the brightness of the heavens, and those who lead many to righteousness like the stars forever and ever. But you, Daniel, close up and seal the words of the scroll until the time of the end. Many will go here and there to increase knowledge. New Testament reading, Philippians chapter 2, verses 12 to 16. Therefore, my dear friends, as you have always obeyed, not only in my presence, but now much more in my absence, continue to work out your salvation with fear and trembling, for it is God who works in you to will and to act according to his good purpose. Do everything without complaining or arguing, so that you may become blameless and pure, children of God, without fault in a crooked and depraved generation in which you shine like stars in the universe, as you hold out the word of life, in order that I may boast on the day of Christ that I did not run or labour for nothing. And may God add his blessing to these readings.
Thank you, Sue. Well, we're now going to imagine ourselves into that first Christmas scene, and so we're going to stand and sing. The big people are going to sing the carol, the First Noel, and the children are going to be given things to decorate the tree with, because you know, the wise men came looking for Jesus, and they said that they would come seeking the one born King of the Jews, and they came and bowed down with gifts to worship and to honour King Jesus when he was a baby. So would the members of the congregation please turn to 174, the First Noel, and Mrs. McLean, if you would gather the children together, and with the children come forward with appropriate things to adorn, to put on the tree. Thank you.
Shepherds in fields as they lay.
decorating done? Thank you. Great. Okay, well now, however young or old you are, my message this morning is called Shining Like Stars. Do you remember what was said a few minutes ago about the stars? I hope you do. Well, let's remind ourselves, shall we, about the truths of the stars. They are seen at night when it's dark. They shine and give light in the darkness. They twinkle because they have energy. They get that energy from God through the sun. Did you remember all that? I know it's up on the screen, but did you remember? Well, great if you did, and great job. Because it all can apply, and it does apply, to the lives of those who are followers of Jesus. It'll be wise if we pay attention to those things today and in the coming days. Okay, there are some truths to today from the readings that Mrs. Lawrence read to us from God's Word about saints. Now you might say, well, what's a saint? Well, every person who trusts Jesus as Saviour and follows him as Lord is described by God as a saint. That's what God calls them. So if that's you, if you are trusting the Lord Jesus to be your friend and to take God's punishment for your sins, and if you want every day to do what pleases God through him, then you are a saint. Saints are like the wise men who came to find the baby Jesus and bow down to him. In the readings from God's Word that were just read, we are told that people who follow Jesus shine like stars. And others come to trust in God because of them. Yes, people like you and me. We don't shine as brightly as we can, as brightly as we should, but we can and do shine like stars. People like you and me who live their lives following Jesus. We shine like stars. And the light which comes from our lives can draw others to follow Jesus. Wow! How wonderful to be able to live a life like that. I hope you agree. You can see in the lives of people who follow Jesus a special kind of happiness on their faces, a particular kind of sparkle in their eyes. It comes from their spending time thinking about and speaking with the Lord, whom they can't see, but by faith they know is there. And they love him and trust him because he first loved them. Now those who don't live in friendship and fellowship with God and follow Jesus, the Bible says and describes them as those who live in darkness. But people following Jesus, they don't spend lots of time grumbling, murmuring and arguing and complaining. They do those things sometimes, but not a lot. Because they spend their time praising, blessing and giving thanks to God. And I hope and pray that we want to be people like that. Wise about Jesus, worshipping Jesus, attracting other people to him. Like those first wise men that we just sang about who brought their gifts to Jesus at Christmas time. Baby Jesus in the manger. A person who shines for Jesus. I hope you want to be a person like that. In fact, yeah, for many of us in this building, we are people who live that way. The Apostle Paul puts it like this in the reading from Philippians 2. He says, to please God, because he's writing to those who are followers of Jesus, he says, don't be like those who argue and complain. Do nothing by arguing and complaining, he says, but rather shine. Become blameless and pure, children of God, And then he says other things, but he says, shining like stars in the darkness. Well, how can this happen? How can it be that Stephen, and you put your name there, can shine? Well, I've already mentioned it before, but here's a song that we're going to sing in a minute that helps us remember that. We must first, if we're going to shine for God in the world, trust in the Lord Jesus to be our special friend, to be our Saviour and Lord, and then ask his Holy Spirit to help us shine for him. So, if you'd like to shine for Jesus, we're going to sing a song to the tune of Twinkle, Twinkle, Little Star. So we sang that tune through twice, so let's sing this song through twice, okay? It's up on the screen for us, so where you are, just remaining seated, let's sing these wonderful words, shine for Jesus every hour, shining through his Spirit's power. We sang the other through twice, let's sing through this through twice, okay? Thank you, Jean. Shine for Jesus every hour, shining through his Spirit's power. Grumbling, arguing and complaints don't belong in lives of saints. Shine for Jesus every hour, shining by his Spirit's power. That's how it's done. Shine for Jesus every hour, shining by his Spirit's power. Grumbling, arguing and complaints don't belong in lives of saints. Shine for Jesus every hour, shine by his Spirit's power. Let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, I pray for myself and for each person here that you would indeed help us to remember those words, and not only the words, but give us your Spirit's power to help us indeed to shine for the Lord Jesus. First of all, pointing us to him if we've never come to trust in him before, to be our special friend and helper, to be the one whom we live for because we love him most. And now I pray that you would write these truths on our hearts and make this a blessed, most blessed Christmas as we thank you for his birthday. He's coming into the world. I ask these prayers in Jesus' name. Amen. Now I'm going to hand over to Mrs. McLean again to lead us to the giving of the prizes at this anniversary. Thank you. This morning indeed, as we come to that time, we would give thanks for them. Today also we mention the Francis family, and also Lizzie Mitchell. Some of you may know that her one of her sisters in Scotland passed away, and so she's obviously feeling that. And there are a couple of other matters that I will mention in prayer. Let's bow before the Lord. Father in heaven, we come then to give you thanks on this very happy occasion as we look back over this year of service and worship and learning together, all of us, and particularly with the focus, of course, on the young people today. Thank you for the great privilege of coming to know factual information, but also presented in a way that teaches to our hearts as well, as has been the case in our Sunday school. We thank you for the time that's taken to prepare material based on the scriptures. And so we thank you for our teachers, and we thank you that there has been prayer and thoughtful preparation gone into those lessons. And so we thank you for the privilege of learning about you in the ways that each of us has in our lives journey. And we do indeed pray for your safekeeping of us, not least the young ones as they play and experience all that young ones want to in their holiday times. Bless them in their learning, in their exploring, in their development in coming days. Thank you for families. Thank you for friends. Thank you for those godly and good influences that have featured in their lives. And we pray indeed for the ministry of these books, that they would be a blessing. And we ask indeed that your Spirit would anoint them and guide them in their lives to develop into constructive and contributing members of our society in decades to come. Father, this morning we remember the ministry opportunities that the Christmas season affords the church. We give thanks for the ruling of the High Court the other day, even though it does open the door to the redefinition of marriage, as the judgment was handed down on Thursday. We do want to pray for the gospel opportunity of carols in the square tonight, and it falls to me to bring the short address down there, so give me conciseness of speech and clarity of expression, and may it be a blessing to all those who attend, and may many a passerby come and be drawn to the singing, and more particularly be drawn to the Saviour through the gathering tonight. We pray for Barry Lambert as he comes among us here, and I understand that Reese and Rhonda Hall, missionaries in Sudan, who also have a Baptist Presbyterian coupling, are coming before Christmas through Narrow Court as well, and so we pray your blessing upon them too and other missionary workers at this time. Father, today Jim and Glad are on the prayer list for mention, and so we just thank you for them as we thank you for each other in the congregation. Pray your help and nourishment and encouragement of them this week. We do continue to remember Pastor Andrew and the work of the Korean and increasingly the Mandarin focus too of the congregation that meets here. And we do indeed pray for those who will feel lonely at Christmas time. And so in that regard, we do pray that you would help us to have an eye and a prayerful one and also a practical one to those around us who may be feeling anxious, troubled, lonely, concerned at this time, that we may offer Christian hospitality and encouragement to them. We pray particularly for Lizzie Mitchell and for Mary Frances today, and pray that the funeral for Ray would be all that would be fitting to pay tribute to his life. We thank you for news of Pat Leach's recovery from her surgery on Thursday, that things are appearing to go well, and so we wish her your blessing and pray your blessing upon the recovery period as it continues there in Adelaide. So all these things we ask as we offer this prayer in Jesus' name as we pray together. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For yours is the kingdom, the power and the glory, for ever and ever. Amen. We're going to sing in conclusion hymn 187, Let's Stand to Sing, As with Gladness, Men of Old. As with gladness, men of old did the guiding star behold. As with joy they held its light, leaning onward, leaning. Benediction, I'd also like to thank Andrew for putting the service together with the PowerPoint on the screen. Thank you, Andrew, very much. Now may the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be with us all today and forevermore. Amen.